How many of you know who Ansel Adams was? If you know of him, how familiar are you with his works? Now, Ansel Adams was famous for his black and white photos, particularly those of the American West and especially Yosemite National Park. Ansel Adams died in 1984. That was a year before I was born. And yet, even to this day, his photographs are widely known, respected, and admired. Now, most of his pictures are seen through a filter of black and white, like I said. His pictures tend to invoke feelings of grandeur, beauty, peace, serenity, and quietness. Now, as a hobby, I'd like to take pictures. And Ansel Adams is one of those people that I kind of use as a role model when trying to take or shoot pictures. And he was able to see the world through a black and white filter to capture that perfect picture all the while without using color. You know, as technology marches forward, people everywhere have the ability to capture photographs. You know, from handheld cameras to cell phones, there is no shortage of photographs. And one of my friends told me this the other day. It's something he read on the internet. And that is that there are 10% of all photos ever taken have been taken in the past 12 months. So let's think about that for a second. We've been taking photographs since 1838. Also, there are 250 million pictures being uploaded to Facebook every day. That's nearly 3,000 pictures a second. That's a lot of pictures. This requires an impressive 20 terabytes of storage alone every day. And this is just on Facebook. Very impressive. But what I really want to focus on is that with all these pictures being taken, there was only one Ansel Adams. You know, his pictures are still famous today because of how he composed them and because he took them through a filter of black and white. Yeah, there are definitely lots of other famous photographers, and they each have their own style and use of filters. I'm using this word filter for a very specific reason. Now, filters change the way a photograph looks. Now, today, through digital enhancement, you can add filters to your photographs on a computer. Now, as I thought about the concept of how filters change the way things look or how we perceive them, I couldn't help but think about this in a spiritual aspect. You know, as human beings, we apply filters in our lives. And there is one, or should be, a constant filter in our lives that helps us see things in a spiritual manner. Psalms 51. And verse 10 and 11 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." You know, David understood that by the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to live his life with a spiritual filter. You know, when we use the Holy Spirit in the way that is meant for us to use it, we end up using these different filters. Galatians 5 and verse 22 and 23 gives us some filters that we are very familiar with. Galatians 5 and verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, against which there is no law." So we see that there is no law against using these filters. These are good filters that we should be incorporating into our lives. Verse 24 and verse 25 of the same chapter says, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So we see that once we decide to become baptized, we are to leave behind old filters through which we used to look at life. Now, by practicing and using the right filters at the right times in our lives, that's what will lead us to perfection. You know, Ansel Adams' pictures, they weren't perfect right off the bat. It took care in working with different lenses to find that perfect balance that he was looking for. Turn to, well, it's the same page in my Bible, Galatians 6 and verse 4. It says, "But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things, and with him who teaches." Verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith." Now, each of us has a life to lead. And while we share it with others, we can't always be trying to look at others' life through their lenses. Now, we have to figure out the lens that is right for us. And we can only do that if we are actively using that master lens. Ephesians 3 and verse 16. Ephesians 3 and verse 16. "That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And once we just surrender, decide that we want Christ to live his life through us, we can learn to use the right lenses. And once we find that perfect lens through which everything is clear and bright and pure, then we can rejoice because we will have become perfect. Ephesians 4 and verse 13. "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Now, we can't afford to have a bad filter or a bad focus. In verse 17 of this same chapter, Ephesians 4, verse 17, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanliness with greediness." Verse 20. "But you have not learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and what you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." There are so many good and useful filters that we need to learn to use in our lives. You know, if we make the effort to learn to use them, we cannot fail. Just as there was one Ansel Adams, there is only one you and one me. We have the opportunity to become gods. And at that time, we will become more famous than Ansel Adams and his pictures.